What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Back on the Boss Man Show here with the show, Coach Kyle Gardnerman, Lindenwood Lions out of the OVC. Coach, how you doing up there, man? St. Charles, Missouri.
Man, everything's going good. Just, you know, I guess we're almost a month into the school year and, you know, having some preseason workouts and everything and just kind of moving along, ready for the first day of practice.
And Coach, how was, like, the transition last year from D2 to D1? Had that transition trying to figure out all the new D1 rules, so – how was that first year for you all in the D1, man? And how'd you assess it?
Yeah, you know, I think overall just an experience in general. You know, I think we went through a little bit of everything. We found, you know, you go through positives, you know, and exciting times when you win your first Division I game and you win your first conference game and you win your first road game. You know, you get all those firsts out of the way. And then you go through some stretches where it's hard, which a lot of teams do, and you lose a few in a row and you battle through that adversity. But I thought overall it was really good. You know, I thought we found success in the things that we were looking for as a team, which, you know, not just wins and losses. And then I think the way we finished the year, I thought was really positive for us because, you know, we kind of battled through the conference season and kind of fighting for that last spot in the conference tournament, which in the OVC only 8 out of 10 teams make the conference tournament. And so for us to win our last two conference games at home, and both of them were kind of exciting games coming from behind, we win the last one at the buzzer to put us in the tournament. Like I said, from top to bottom, it was just an experience of everything you could have wanted to experience. We did it. So it was interesting.
100%. And one thing I can say about your team, Coach, last year was you all played some close games, a lot of close games. But I feel like this will help your guys who are turning that down now this year, because you and I both know you can't really replicate that in practice. So you don't have to go through that in live game action. So I know it's not something you want to give you some more gray hairs, but man, you know, those close games are with all that practice and live action, it's going to help you that going down the road with your guys on the roster now.
Yeah, I think so. And you know, I thought that was something that we saw. Like you said, we saw a lot of close games, and man, we lost a bunch of them early on, and those, you know, those stay with you for a long time. But then again, we won our share at the end also. And I think part of that, you go back to your question about the experience, you know, I think that was one thing that, you know, it helped us, because I think that there was probably a lot of uncertainty from our guys of how can we compete? Are we going to be good enough? You know, what's it going to be like? And then all of a sudden we jump out and we find ourselves competing with teams and, you know, losing some close games, winning some close games. And so, you know, I thought that experience overall helped us make it through the season last year. But I agree, you know, I think, you know, a guy like Keenan Cole, who's our best returning player, you know, Tommy Williams came off the bench and played big minutes, far as David Ware. You know, those guys should have that experience, and then they should have that confidence more than anything that, you know, hey, if we do the right things and we prepare ourselves the way we should, we should be in a lot of games.
And Coach, the one thing from D1 to D2 that just, you know, is that you can have your guys in the summertime. You actually have time with them. So that'll just be able to touch your guys, maybe to kind of, you know, kind of have that schedule in the spring and summer here, having them on campus, better see them get better and individual, not having to hope so much. You can touch them and see, get them bigger, stronger, and faster in the weight room. So how good was that to get that experience, having been able to touch your guys in the summertime now?
Yeah, a lot. And, you know, I think it helped us a lot. I thought this was a big summer for us because not only, I mean, we have a handful of returners, but we've got a lot of new guys that are going to play a big role for us. So to be able to get them in here a little bit in June and July was really important. And I think getting them in the weight room, getting them acclimated to, you know, strength and conditioning at a different level, you know, even a lot of guys come in and they eat better, you know, for the first time than they were doing at their other schools or in high school, obviously. But then we finished the summer off with a foreign tour. We went to Italy for 7 days. And so to get over there and get that time to bond a little bit, you know, while we were in Italy, and then also obviously play 3 games. And I think that's what to me was really enjoyable about it, because usually, you know, you finish your summer camp and you have an idea of what you think your team might be, but you really don't know because, you know, you didn't play anybody. So for this time, you know, we got to have our summer camp, then we got to go play 3 games. And so it gave you a better feel of what you think your team could be. And, you know, I thought that was a great experience for us.
100%. You kind of read my mind. I was going to go there next about the Italy trip, but I think it's good, like you say, it's good to kind of get a free look and see what you have, so you can kind of make some tweaks between now when fall practice starts on the 25th, and then you can kind of go from there, and as you get to November 6th. So I feel like it's good to get there a free look, and also kind of know what works, does not work, find a rotation that you had to have once things get going.
Yeah, I thought it was, like we talked about some of our guys, you know, and obviously it's still, you know, still a long way to go, but, you know, you even saw, you know, some of the young guys, you know, get in there and get their feet wet and the game be really hard for them. And, you know, usually you don't get that, you know, until your first close scrimmage game or something, you know, when you play that other Division I school in, you know, October, a few weeks into practice. And so even then, you know, to see the young guys get out there and find some struggles and find that it's not that easy when, you know, outside of practice and playing against a different opponent. So I thought we got a great, you know, a great example of everything from positives to negatives to, you know, simple plays that, you know, we didn't make. You know, you get to see so much of that stuff in early August. Like I said, instead of having to wait till your scrimmages or your closed scrimmages or even your exhibition game, whatever it might be. So that was a big thing that we took away from it.
And also, I think it was good for that bonding. We had all those new guys on the roster, guys returning. I feel like that jumpstarts camaraderie. I think most – I may be wrong, but I think most teams who do a foreign trip usually have a star because they have that better camaraderie. Yeah. They already chemistry together, because you can't replicate chemistry. And going out of the country where you're at each other all the time, that long plane ride, those dinners and those – all those going seeing sightseeing, you can't replicate that nowhere else. So I feel like chemistry-wise, it's going to give you a jump start out there, because we know if it's going to hit. But I think having this time together, that'll make sure your guys are more connected. And they'll still be with each other, do the good, bad, and indifferent.
Yeah, you know, I thought what was interesting was, you know, you take off to go over there, and you're not sure, you know, how guys are going to, how they're going to grab to the trip. Like, you know, they're excited, but you know, they don't want to let you know they're excited. You know, they're still pretty cool. You know, they don't want to tell you how much they're looking forward to it. But, you know, the thing is that, you know, once you get off the plane and, you know, your phone doesn't really work and, you know, you got some limited resources and all of a sudden you're just around your team, you know? And so it, not that it forces you to communicate with your teammates, but it kind of does, you know, because, you know, what you gravitate back to naturally is what's easy. And what's easy is communicating with the people that are around you when you're over there, you know, when you're walking the streets of Rome, you know, on your free time and, you know, you don't know the language and things like that. Well, you're just going to hang out with your guys, right? You're going to hang out with your teammates. You know, yeah. And there were times where, you know, we would give them per diem. So like lunch would be on their own. So they had to kind of navigate, you know, how to go, you know, which sounds simple, right? Let's go find lunch. But, you know, there's still a language barrier there. So, you know, I think putting them in just those situations and seeing how they interact with each other, you know, just to figure out the simplest things was pretty interesting. But I don't think there's any doubt that it helps with the team building and the camaraderie. And I do think we got a lot out of that.
Yeah, Coach, I'll tell you a quick story. You know, I think I have a cheat code because playing travel baseball, I got into the language as a 6-year-old. So when I go travel abroad, I can speak some of the languages because I'm like, I had to deal with French, Portuguese, Spanish, and Dutch. So I know just off general principle that Spanish and Italian is kind of close.
Yeah.
So for you, so I can think the Spanish way, I can kind of get by.
Yeah. Well, we have a guy on our team, Keith Heyman, who's a transfer from Northern Arizona, a grad transfer, and he's got family in Italy, and they actually came to see us the first night, the first game in Florence, and so he speaks fluent Italian, you know. So he was obviously one of the more popular players on the trip because when the guys really needed something, they could go to Keith, and then he could talk for them and help them out. So we did have that, yeah, kind of like you're saying.
Yes, indeed. And Coach, I guess, man, how has recruiting been now since your D1 level? When people hear Lindenwood, they know D1, and when you call certain parents and players and recruits, are the ears now perked up more since Lindenwood? Oh, weird, you're D1 now.
Yeah, I think without a doubt, you know, and I think the first place we see it is right here locally, you know, in the St. Louis area, in Missouri, you know, even just across the state. But you know, it obviously, that's what everybody wants to do, right? You know, everybody wants to play Division I basketball. They want to play Division I sports in general. But, you know, I think that, you know, it opens those doors. It excites people. People are more interested about what you're doing, you know, not just from a recruiting standpoint. You know, we get more calls and emails now about, you know, coaches that just want to come and watch practice, you know, or AAU coaches that want to come and watch practice, or high school coaches that want to come and watch practice, you know, more of those than we used to get in the past. And that's all, you know, that's all ties back into your recruiting anyway, as you bring people into your gym. So I think I think what I've been a little surprised about is just the amount of people that want to be around more, you know, because you're a Division I program. And then again, that leads back into the recruiting piece where, you know right away that you're going to have an easier entry. You know, those doors are going to be open for you as a Division I program. And so I think it obviously helps. You have to be more organized, I think, as coaches and as a staff. And, you know, because now you're dealing with, you know, if you had a recruiting list of, I don't know, 50, it probably gets doubled automatically to 100 just because you have people with that much more interest and more people you can touch now. You know, that would be, you know, that want to play Division I basketball. So, but I think it's a huge positive, and obviously it helps without a doubt.
And then OVC is even growing. Like, so you guys got Western Illinois now, and the OVC now with you guys, Southern Indiana. So the OVC is not what I was used to it being over the years.
But
it's definitely, but it's a good change. And how excited are you seeing OVC, how it's changing, and what Bev the Bush and her staff are doing with the OVC as you all going to get to been a member?
Yeah, no, I think it's exciting because, you know, I think when, you know, that obviously they had their challenges when you see teams that left. And I think Beth, you know, knew that she had a challenge of keeping the number right, whether that's 10 teams, 11 teams, 12 teams, whatever they want to go to. But obviously, I think they did a good job of working through those challenges, and we're glad that we were an addition, obviously, with Southern Indiana, and then, you know, going out and finding Western Illinois, who I think just makes a lot of sense from a regional standpoint, you know, that they, I think they're a good fit for the league, you know, from a basketball standpoint. I think they've always been, you know, competitive. And I think, you know, what Rob had started there before he left, and then what Chad Boudreau will be able to do stepping in being the head coach, you know, I think that, you know, they'll step into the league and they'll be good, you know? So I think it's going to make our basketball side even better than it was last year. And I think it's exciting to see, you know, how the league grows in general. You know, I mean, how do we improve upon what we have now? You know, how do we get a bigger media market? How do we make a bigger name for the conference in general? Because I think what you saw last year was a league that I thought was really, really competitive. You know, like I said, I mean, to make the conference tournament went down to the last game of the season. You know, I think they were fighting for, you know, positioning all the way up the pole, you know, from the 4 seed to the 5 seed, 3 seed, 2 seed, you know, Morehead, I think was going to win it, the regular season. But I just think it's such a competitive league that as we continue to improve our brand, I think people will be excited to see what kind of basketball we have.
100%. You know, yeah, Preston does a heck of a job up there. Brad did a good job, got an extension there. So, yeah, man, it's just seeing what WC is becoming, man, is very important. I had Chad on the show, man. He talked for 35 minutes.
I was like, that was probably just after the first question.
I had 4 questions, Coach. 4. 35 minutes. I tell you, I kid you not. It's no joke.
Oh, that's funny.
Yes, that's sir. Him. Yes, and Coach, I see you playing the MT and Air Force. I had on Joe Scott. He talked about having you guys out there with William and Mary in Omaha. Talk about going out to Air Force, playing the MT, against those Mountain West teams, all those tough opponents out there, man, that you're going to see out there. When you go out there and play those guys.
Yeah, you know, I think that, you know, when you look for an MTE, I think you try to find something that, you know, a couple of things. One, I think that can be, you know, kind of unique or give your guys a different experience. And so you can talk about a lot of things and a lot of different places to go. But, you know, I think Air Force provides that, you know, a beautiful place to be for a week of games, a unique campus and university. There with what they have, I think that'll be interesting to kind of see for us and our players. But, you know, and then at the end, I think you look for, you know, an MTE where you think you can be competitive. And obviously I think, you know, technically or traditionally, I wouldn't want to go play probably a Mountain West team. But so, you know, you're going to go have a tough game against Air Force, the home team there. But then you hope that you can be really competitive with Omaha and William and Mary, teams that, you know, I think are in leagues that, you know, as we build our program and we're not there yet, but, you know, I think we need to be able to be at the level of those teams in those conferences, you know, and be competitive with teams like that. So I think it'll be, you know, and it's similar to what we did last year when we went to McNeese State. You know, we kind of felt like, you know, these are teams that at some point in the near future, we need to be able to compete with and be as good as. And so I think we're looking at the same thing, you know, when you get out there, like I said, you have a really challenging game against Air Force. And then, you know, you hopefully that, you know, you can show your improvement and show that you're competitive against teams from, you know, similar level leagues that you are. And that's kind of what we're looking for when we get into it.
100%, Coach. Well, I think you're doing a heck of a job there, man. I feel like you have it's kind of like, man, it's kids. It's like your job has changed from when you got hired. It's like you got hired, it's, job has changed as you have the job. So you're going to your job, a second job almost.
Yeah. You know, it's weird because you say that and it does feel that way because, you know, the one thing, it just feels like we've never been able to stop building since we've been here because, you know, we probably talked about this last time, but I won't waste a lot of time with it, but, you know, you just feel like when we got here the first year, I mean, I got the job in July and we had 3 players on the roster. So you're trying to build that. And then that building carries over the next year and then we run into the pandemic. And so, you know, it feels like this is the first class. And I've told a lot of people this, like, I feel like this is the first recruiting class that we've had. And this is starting year 5 that really was recruited the way you should recruit people, you know, which is spending time with them, getting to know them along the way, you know, bring them in for visits, get early commitments, get guys to sign. You know, I feel like this is the first true recruiting class we've been able to have. And it took us 4 years to get to it. So now that I feel like we've got some balance in that side of it. And then, like you say, then all of a sudden you feel like you've got a brand new job when you make the transition from Division II to Division I. So because there's just a lot of different things that come along with that. But it does feel like, you know, that newness is still there. And like I said, when you tie that into the recruiting class, it feels like, okay, now we're here. Now let's get moving forward with our improvement and our process of building our program, because, you know, a lot of the things that it took to get here are over with and settled. And, you know, we feel like we're settled in and ready to move forward.
I think this is probably last year those COVID guys been in the system. So it'll normalize even more next year. And hopefully you can still get those high school guys because they're not getting overlooked right now by the bigger guys. Hopefully you can still get those good high school players who fit what you want to do. But these older guys cycle out of the system.
Yeah, no, that's a valid point, because those COVID guys have been around for a while, it seems like. And but yeah, you know, I do think that's going to even out or level out recruiting or bring it back to a little bit more of a natural process. And like, if you look at our roster right now, I mean, we're basically all juniors and seniors. And, you know, I think that's one thing that we want to avoid is kind of having those top heavy classes. And that's where your high school kids come back in. And I think can be really important. So I think we're definitely at a point where, you know, you've got to get back to recruiting those high school kids the way you used to, finding the guys that fit your program and can have an impact for sure.
Well, Coach, I'm going to try to get to see you when you play Southern Indiana. That works better for my schedule. So hopefully I can get you there, man. And I can get up here to see you guys. So 100% do that, man. But I'm definitely cheering for you, Coach. And I love our chats, man. I'll definitely be looking at you guys, see what you all do, man. And I'm talking to you in March once you win in Evansville, man.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Well, I appreciate it. And, yeah, anytime you're around, man, let me know. I'd love to catch up with you.
Sounds good, Coach. You be safe, buddy.
All right, man. Thank you.
All right.
We'll see you.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z. Sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews. You name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.